In the Jupiter flyby, the ship had used the gravitational field of the planet to increase her velocity. Now she must do the reverse. She had to lose as much speed as possible, lest she escape from the solar system and fly on to the stars. Her present course was one designed to trap her, so that she would become another moon of Saturn, shuttling back and forth along a narrow 2-million-mile-long ellipse. At its near point, it would almost graze the planet. At its far one, it would touch the orbit of Iapetus. The computers back on Earth, though their information was always 3 hours late, had assured Bowman that everything was in order. Velocity and altitude were correct. There was nothing more to be done until the moment of closest approach.